Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Trinity Talks. My name is Kyla and I'm the Online Engagement Director here at Trinity. And this month we're talking about stories of faith. And so this week I am sitting down here with Finn and Austin, who are two of the youth here at Trinity. And they're just going to tell us a little bit about what faith looks like in their life. So thank you so much for joining me, folks.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So maybe I'll just get you to start and do a little bit of an introduction. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your name, and yeah, whatever you think is important for us to know. So maybe we'll start here.
My name is Austin. I go to John Fraser Secondary School. Okay. And I'm a member of Trinity. Okay. I love the youth at Trinity. I love hanging out with them every day. My friend Finn. I love Finn. He's the GOAT. Yeah. Thank you.
My name is Finn. I also go to John Fraser Secondary School and as a member of Trinity Church. And my favorite color is purple.
Okay. Hey, that's like my color. Favorite color, too.
It's a good color.
It's great.
It's a good color.
What is great your favorite color, Austin?
I'm going to say blue. It's okay. Kind of basic.
Yeah, kinda no, basic. Blue is great. Okay.
Purple second. Okay. Not going to lie.
Great.
Love it. Oh, yeah.
Good. So, yeah, as you said, you've both been sort of members here at Trinity hanging around for a bit. So I'm wondering, how did you first learn about Jesus? Maybe we'll start with you, Finn.
Oh, okay. I knew about Jesus like my whole life. I've known of him, but I've just come to know him this past year. And just coming to Trinity Church, the first time I came to Trinity Church is really when I first found out about who he is and yeah.
What about you, Austin? When did you first learn about Jesus?
Well, I was born Christian, and I guess low-key, I just been forced to go to church since I was young by my parents. I love you for that, though. But yeah, and then so like kind of just like as when I started going to Trinity, that's when I kind of like actually enjoyed going to church instead of like dreading it. Yeah, so kind of like I've known about faith and like I've enjoyed going to church for a while, but I never really was like engaged in it, I guess, like my whole life. But yeah, I've been like around the church my whole life.
Yeah. So you've both talked about, you know, you've been around the church for a while, but it's been a little bit different as you've come to Trinity and sort of grown closer in that relationship with God. So what made you decide to actually want to follow Jesus for yourself?
Yeah, just continuing to come to Trinity and just knowing about what he has done and just continuing to read my Bible and come to the services and just seeing all the stuff that he does in our everyday lives that you might not have seen if you don't really truly know him. But yeah, just kind of trying to get close to him every single day and
I would say like mainly it was the camp. Working at the camp was like a great experience. And that's what kind of introduced me to Trinity at the start. Like, I always knew Trinity was a church, but I never went. I went all the way out in Oakville.
Okay.
And, like, so, yeah, the drive was kind of brutal. And this is closer. And then, yeah, the camp kind of just introduced me to it and, like, kind of made me want to actually start going because I started enjoying, like, the people in the community rather than I didn't really have any friends over there. Sure. Or a few. I had a few, but, yeah, I still love them, though.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Yeah, but you've developed more of a community here, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, sure. Finn, even though I knew him before. But like, yeah, like a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
The camp too.
Yeah. And I know, Finn, you were baptized recently, maybe about a year ago.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, yep. So what led you to decide to do that?
Really, it was just, I prayed about it for a while. Mm-hmm. And it was just something I really wanted to do coming into my faith. I've only come into my faith for about a year now. And it was when I moved back from Florida. I was living in Florida for the first 2 years of high school. I came back and I was invited to go to Trinity. And then I came to a service and then I really liked it. So I came to the next one. Yeah, I think just kind of continuing to build my relationship and and pray every night, pray whenever I get the chance. And I think I was just really called to get baptized as I was growing in my faith. So, I think that was just one of the things that really led me to continue on in my faith. And that was one of the big milestones that I have for my faith. So, that's really what got me to do that was just continuing to build my faith with God and continuing to communicate with him and doing all that. So I feel like I was really called to get baptized here. So
yeah, Sure. Yeah. So when you think about your life and your faith and learning to follow Jesus, what difference has faith made in your life?
Okay, I can go. I'd say like I guess like it hasn't really happened like crazy like right now, but sure. Like maybe in the future. Like obviously like I've lost like people, like loved ones. But like I guess I've never been like crazy sad about it, and I think that's because like faith like in my life has like made it so like obviously if somebody dies, like that's sad, like that's brutal. But like when they die, I know there's life after death and they're partying up in heaven with God. So like, like I'm low key jealous, but like, so it's like, yeah, like I don't really like if somebody dies, like obviously I'm gonna be sad, I'm gonna cry probably, but like it's like, yo, they get to meet Jesus, so like that's kind of hype.
Yeah that's cool.
I guess yeah, that's kind of something different.
Yeah
I think faith has really put a new perspective in my life, especially from how I used to live and how like being in sin, just a new perspective on life and seeing what Jesus has done for my life, being able to grow in my faith. So I think it's made a huge difference in the way that I act and that I even treat people or just continue to grow and as a person as well as a disciple Jesus' disciple. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think just being friends with Finn too, and like having people that like I'm friends with, like in faith, like Finn holds me accountable a bunch, which I like very much appreciate. And I think just having people like-minded individuals around me, you know.
For sure. It's like same with Austin and all the people at the youth. Like,
yeah, no. Shout out to the youth people.
Shout out to the youth group.
Love them.
But just having those friendships and those people that can keep you accountable and keep you wanting to grow in your relationship with him and just keeping you on the right track, you know, just trying to help people. It's just massive. So
it's insanely important.
For sure. Yeah. And so good that like you get that community here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
yeah. No. Through the folks that you work with at camp and through youth group the rest of the year.
Yeah. Even in the service, like people are so friendly. Yep. They're talking to each other. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's awesome. No, it's the community that is built here at Trinity is just amazing. And it's one of the things that also will help you continue to grow in your relationship is the community that has been built here. So
no, yeah, totally. Like compared to my other church, like it's massive here. So
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have lots of different folks who are listening. Some who haven't been in high school for a while.
Oh.
So just thinking about your experience in high school now as people of faith, like what does that look like?
I don't know how much more difficult it could be than like in the past, but like I'd say like a lot of people, like we go to John Fraser, I'd say not a lot of people are Christian there. Mostly Muslim. We have a bunch of Muslim friends.
Yeah, very okay. Muslim populated.
Yeah. Yeah.
So being able to spread your faith in whatever situation you're put in is very, very important to us. And just kind of being able to spread the word and just being with our friends that may not have the same faith as us, it's super important that we are able to be that seed for people and be able to give them an opportunity to hear the word and see it through our actions as well.
Yeah. I don't know how many talks we've had with our Muslim friends. Like we always talk about faith.
Yeah.
And I know like, yeah, he
shout out Moosey.
He comes to Trinity Youth Group. Oh, I keep pointing there. He comes to Trinity Youth Group.
Shout out Moosey.
Yeah. He comes here. He like is okay with our culture and we're okay with his. And like, yeah,
for
it's
sure.
It's like having that. So like, I'd say it's like, it's difficult, but it's also like a blessing kind of in a
for
way.
Sure.
Cause like you're around all this different culture and it's like maybe in the past you wouldn't be or like in high school, but like it's a lot more diverse than I think it would have been.
And you know, it's an opportunity to be able to get people to connect, you know, connect.
Yeah. So yeah, like literally we all connect.
But it's truly a blessing to be able
to 100%.
Share our faith with people that might not be like-minded and just be able to plant that seed for them as well. So
and also being like accepting rather than like
for sure.
I know like some people could be like somebody else is like Muslim that's like bad and it's like, oh, I can't be friends with you. But it's like being that person that's like, I don't care, like we're friends. Like having that, I feel like it's a blessing, 100%.
Yeah, and a great way to just like show love differently, right?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Yeah, that's so cool. So if you think back on your life so far, has there been a moment where you feel like your faith has helped you get through some like challenging times?
Yeah. Like Austin said, there have been multiple times in my life where people have passed, and just being able to know that there is life after death on this earth is very comforting, and just being able to be with the Prince of Peace, you know, just kind of having his comfort be with you, and it's very, very nice to know that that they have life after death, and that they aren't, you know, in eternity, like damnation.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a word.
Good word. That's a good word.
But just kind of being able to be held in the love of Jesus is really comforting. So
sure.
I'm gonna have to piggyback off of Finn's answer, because nothing like crazy has happened in my life.
Sure.
I'm very blessed to be able to say that. I just feel like I just have to piggyback off Finn.
Yeah, for sure. In those moments where there can be a lot of uncertainty, that we get to walk through it with that peace of Christ, right?
Yeah. I remember I used to like sit there and be like imagine like you're just dying, that's like it. Like you're I used to like trip me out. And then so like just having that like thought that it's like it's not over, and it's like for sure like we get to like party it up, like, and it's like eternity.
Yeah.
For eternity.
Praising
like
God for
thing.
Eternity.
Literally.
It's just it's a sense of comforting for sure.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, for sure. Have there been any sort of big moments in your life where you feel like, wow, that was really significant for my faith? Or like something that was like, that was a moment that's like really meaningful to me.
Do you want me to go first?
I'm going to have to pass that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to have to. I don't know how clearly I remember this, but I think it was low key. It might have been in camp.
Mm-hmm.
There was two.
Yeah.
So like in camp, just like teaching the kids, I think that like brought me a lot closer to God and like everything. Just like teaching these kids about something that they might not even know, and just giving them that perspective. But then also I go to another youth group called Young Life, and I love it there. And there's the leaders there, and we like they take me out to like McDonald's. They pay for it, so yeah, it's like
that's nice.
That's a win in itself.
Yeah.
But then we also like talk about faith and just like those conversations with Martin. I don't know if he should be watching this, but with Martin, I had those conversations with all the leaders there. They're awesome, and like just those conversations kind of like brought me to where I am today, and like answered questions that I don't know I might not got answered anywhere else. So,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I might also have to piggyback on Austin, but I do like devotions on TikTok.
Okay, so
I love
cool.
To, check them out.
Finn.Deneen too. Check them out. So.
Okay.
But just being able to spread the word on there, I think, has been a huge blessing. And just one day, I just felt called to praying, and I just felt called to be able to spread the word. So I thought that was a good way to do it, but definitely I think that was something that God was really put on my heart, and that like I know was God. So
11,000 views too.
Wow,
it's crazy, Finn. Crazy.
It's impressive.
It's emotion.
Yeah, that's so cool. And like one of those things that, so let's be real, I am not on TikTok, but like there are a lot of people who are, and like
are.
That's a really cool way for like you to be able to like reach a specific audience.
Yeah, right? Especially with like modern and nowadays, like a lot of it is spent like time spent on our phones, and TikTok, like a lot of people are on there. So I thought that would be a really good way to be able to, you know, spread the message and plant that seed. So
sure. That's awesome.
I learn stuff when I watch your things. So
there you go.
I know. I was watching it with my mom the other day.
That's so cool.
She saw I was scrolling TikTok. She was like, "Is that Finn?" And I was like, "Yeah." Yes, it was. That was fun.
Yeah.
Sure.
You taught me and my mom. Thank you.
Sure.
That's so cool.
It's all God. All God.
Praise
all
the Lord.
Praise Him.
So, throughout this winter, starting in January, in church, we've been talking about heroes of faith, some of those people in scripture that are examples for us. So if you think about your life, who are some heroes of faith in the Bible that you feel like really drawn to?
I think one person that really stands out to me is Job.
Okay.
Just hearing about his story and how, how he had everything and everything taken away from him, and how he still stood faithful. That's just been something I've been trying to build my life off of, because I'm truly blessed in this life, and God has truly blessed me and my family and my friends and all that. But I think something I can truly learn from is Job, and how he had everything taken away from him and he still stood faithful. And that's just something I want to build my life on, because I have such blessings to be able to lean back on, but be able to stand faithful. That's something that I'd really like to give to Job, and like that I can really learn from.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm gonna say a story, because and I like, she's not a crazy hero, but like in my life, like her story has been very influential. I think the woman who committed adultery, I love that story.
Yeah.
Just because it kind of just shows, like, especially when Jesus was like, whoever has not sinned can cast the first stone, because they wanted to stone this lady. And it just kind of like you can be two people. You can be the people who were gonna stone, or you can also be the lady who's sinned and people are judging you for that, or you judging people for sinning, right? And it's kind of like you can't really judge anybody, because you are also that lady who has sinned, right? So it's kind of like, it kind of puts a new perspective on like life, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so yeah, I like that story. I think the lady can also be a hero of faith, or the woman who committed adultery could be a hero of faith, because she's asking for forgiveness. And the people who also walked away and were like, yeah, I've sinned, could also be a hero of faith. And God, you know, Jesus.
Yeah, the hero. That's super cool. Yeah, I don't think that's one that like people like think about a lot. But yeah, you're so right. That like, yeah, there's so many ways to sort of identify ourselves in that story, for sure. What about like in your life? Are there people that you like know personally who are like, yeah, that's my like faith hero?
I'm gonna say Rob, Rev. Okay. Rob.
Yeah.
Because you know, he's just preaching the word every day, and I love his talks. And I think those were like the first sermons that like I kind of connected with. Because before, I used to go to like the sermons and like just sit in my chair, look at the ground, and like kick my feet. But like I actually like pay attention, and like because he makes it funny and stuff. So I think like stuff like that, like teaching the word. Also Martin, I mentioned him before.
Yeah.
Finn Deneen. He's a hero of faith, you know. That's he keeps him accountable every day, and I talk to him about faith a lot. Just all my friends also, even if they're Christian or not. And yeah, all the leaders at Young Life, all the people at youth group. Yeah.
I would have to say, of course, Pastor Rob, you know, just being able to go to the sermons and make them very interesting and be able to connect them to real life scenarios, and just being able to learn a lot from him. He's really been a hero for me, as well for my girlfriend, Kate. Mm-hmm. She always keeps me accountable. She goes to the youth group as well. So yeah. Always keeping me accountable and keeping me on the right track to growing my faith. So she's really just been there, just helping me with my relationship with Jesus as well. And yeah, the people from youth group, just kind of piggybacking off Austin again. yeah, the people from youth group, Zion, runs the youth group, and Maya as well. She also runs the youth group.
Yep.
And then Austin, you know. Oh.
Thank you.
I have to say, best friend. So he's got a special place in my heart, and he always keeps me accountable as well for if I ever slip up or if I do something that I shouldn't be doing that doesn't glorify God. Austin's always there to tell me about it and that to you know keep me accountable. So yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Finn. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It sounds like you've got a really good community that you've built around yourself.
Oh, for
right?
sure.
Yeah. 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 I'd say all of like the people I value most are within the church. So I think that's very important.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy that is so.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. So here at the church, we have a lot of people of a lot of different ages and sort of backgrounds and things. And sometimes people who are not teenagers feel like they can't relate to the teenagers. They're like, so I'm just not even going to try. I'm not going to talk to them. So like, what would you say if there's people who are like, yeah, want to get to know you a little bit better, but like they feel like intimidated?
Don't be. I'm a normal person. You were my age once. So yeah, like we're basically the same age if you think about it, because you were my age once. You have more wisdom than me, so you could actually teach me something.
I was your age once.
Yeah.
You
mean? Oh, wait. No, you were my age once. Because they were my age once.
Because I was. You are my age.
No, the other people were my age once.
Okay, yeah. I mix it up.
But yeah, don't be scared. Don't be scared to come talk to me or Finn, because obviously, like, we can have a great conversation, and you can teach us something about ourselves, and we can maybe teach you something about yourselves, and it could be a great conversation.
Yeah. For sure, yeah. We've been in your shoes. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we've been in your shoes, and we've had your experiences. Like, there were kids that we were also scared to talk to, and
100%.
You know, that we could have learned a lot from. And those are something that I kind of wish that I can go back and be able to learn more from the teenagers or the people that were older than me, because they do have lots of wisdom that they could teach me going forward into my life. So if you ever see us in the church, don't be afraid to come up and say hi. So yeah,
we're always open to conversation.
For sure, for
sure. Unless we got practice, you know.
Yeah, unless we got practice, we gotta go. So,
yeah. Also, say the one thing in life you can't get back is your youth. And I think the only way to get that little part of youth back is to talk with the youth. Yeah. So yeah, that's why. Yeah, that's why I always talk to the kids at camp. You know. They
keep you young.
Yeah. Keep me young. I'm almost an unk now. I'm almost 18. You know, unk status right
now. Unk status.
Unk status, almost. Yeah.
Oh, that's so great. I feel like at some point in this podcast, we're going to need to provide like a Gen Z dictionary.
Yeah. Or like.
Unk status. So unk status, how would we define this?
Like when you're old.
You're just getting older.
If you're like uncle, you know, like if
you're uncle. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Then yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That's funny.
Great. Anything else you guys wanted to share?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah, not too much. Just we love the sermons and the church that the community that we have here, and we cherish it so much, and we just wanna continue to grow in our relationship with God and just continue to live like Jesus and lead others to Jesus. So
keep doing what you're doing here at Trinity.
For sure.
I love the community here. Keep being friendly, keep loving God, and treat others like you would want yourself to be treated.
Exactly.
Yeah. Boom. Oh,
that sounds great. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, guys, for taking this time.
Thank you for having us. We love this.
This has been a lot of fun.
We gotta come back.
Great. Yeah. And for those who are watching, I hope that you have been able to find some encouragement and fun in the midst of this as well. And just think about how faith has carried you through your life and all of the ups and downs as well. And we will see you again next week.